Corporation. For over 50 years, the revolutionary force in sports entertainment.
Yes, sir, we promised you a great...
Gorgeous, George.
Here Pretty Blassie, the maker of...
Andre, the Giant.
WrestleMania.
Everyone has a
place. Ladies and gentlemen, it is electric.
WrestleMania.
You are fucking...
No filter.
No disqualifications. Welcome to the No Disqualifications podcast. I'm Adrian.
I'm Laszlo.
And we are Tay List out here.
Where the fuck is Tay?
He's at work. He's at work.
He works.
But currently we're going to record. We're still on our 2002 series. Let me get this gauntlet in my mouth real quick. Oh, it fell back in my car. 1 second.
A real professional.
I am. That's me closing the outside door. And inside my mind, I'm about to pop off right here.
Oh, some whores. I thought we were going to drop
a couple
bars. There's no bars?
No, we're going to do
fine,
bars.
No bars. I don't want to hear any.
February 28th, 2002.
Smackdown.
This is from the Fleet Center in Boston, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Okay. Yeah. That's a thing. That's Boston. We're here in Boston, Massachusetts. Now I'm going to say it like that. It's just, you know, I couldn't say that when I was a kid. I had a really bad lisp. Like, I have a little bit of one now, but when I was a kid, I couldn't say Massachusetts or Mississippi.
Really?
My tongue would be right here, so it'd be Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Massachusetts.
That's probably pretty embarrassing.
It was. I couldn't talk normal until my freshman year of high school.
That's there are probably, like, nowadays they have, like, therapists for stuff like that.
Oh, nowadays, you know? There's probably... class for people with speech impediments,
and they come out the next year and you can't even tell that.
No, they're probably like, no, like they never get better. They probably just go to a class with more people with lisps, then they have to just stay in there until they graduate because they can't handle people bullying them for how they sound.
And
got bullied for how I sound and I corrected it.
Did you have to ride the little bus?
No.
Okay.
They didn't have a bus in my school. I went to private school.
Oh, but they didn't have a little bus?
No.
Little ass bus?
No, we didn't have buses. Your parents had bring you to school.
Okay.
I rode a public transit to get to school, though.
That sounds like a blast.
Oh, yeah. Getting up at 5 a.m. to get to class by 8.
Awesome.
Loved awesome. It. Sitting next to the tweaked out crackhead beside me. He's like, hey, man, where you going today? I'm like, I'm going to school.
School.
Oh, you 18? I'm like, no. He's
why?
Like, smell me. You know, stuff like that.
Sniff this.
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah. Speaking of homeless druggies here. I'm just messing. So our first match tonight, we have the Hardy Boys.
The
We have Matthew Hardy and Jeff Hardy accompanied. It's a six-man tag match, intergender. So it's Matt, Jeff, and Lita.
Lita.
As Matt always says, Lita. It is a North Carolina accent.
Lita.
Amy Dumas. Is her name? Amy. He says Amy.
Amy.
He sounds like a Forrest Gump-esque, but not too much.
I love Big Jedi. Yeah.
Maybe not too much Forrest Gump. Okay. Not how he sounds. Against the Dudley Boys, of course, this is Bubba Ray Devon. And originally it was supposed to be Stacy Keibler, but Stacy was hurt, as Bubba says. So Jazz is replacing her.
Oh, yeah. It was a good match.
Yeah, Lita and Jazz start off here, and then Lita spikes Jazz with that head scissors she normally does. Bubba comes in, and it's Bubba and Jeff here. Bubba dodges the Whisper in the Wind, which I think it's funny. Samoa Joe does something similar to this. Not currently, because he's not currently wrestling, but...
he used to do something where similar.
Someone does a top rope maneuver,
mm-hmm.
Samoa Joe would just casually move. Like, he It was, I think it was actually Jeff Hardy was doing his Whisper in the Wind, and Samoa Joe just literally, he just walked to the left and just did the wiping dust off my hand pose.
Samoa Joe didn't move for anybody, if he didn't need to.
No, he didn't. And literally someone was doing a suicide dive and like diving out of the ring towards him, and he just sidesteps and just goes.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that. I'm not talking badly about Samoa Joe.
Well, you haven't watched a lot of Samoa Joe matches. I don't think you've actually watched any for the podcast.
I don't think I have either.
No, there'll be a time and place for that, though.
I've seen where he was commentating.
Yes.
And where he's gotten in the ring and adjusted his collar and, you know.
Oh, just wait till you see him go.
I'm sure. He's a real thug.
We're a little bit of a sidetrack here, but this is our podcast. We can do what we want. If you don't like it, that's fine.
We're sorry.
No, we're not. We're happy with who we are.
You didn't hear the sarcasm in my voice?
I did.
So we're sorry.
So what he will do is he'll have someone, he'll be in the corner and someone will run at him and he'll pick him up almost like a rock bottom and he'll lift his knee up and slam him down. But every time he does, he yells, sit your ass down.
Oh, I like that.
So he'll pick him up, sit your ass down.
So that's peak attitude.
Oh, no, this is 2015, 16 he's doing this.
Oh, man.
He speaking of Jeff, this will tie back into Jeff. He had a rivalry with Jeff Hardy, and Jeff and all them are out there. And, of course, you know, Jeff Hardy has his addiction issues, and Jeff's talking. And Samoa Joe goes, Jeff, why don't you act like we're at an AA meeting?
And wait your turn.
Yeah, you wait your turn and let me speak. You know, something like that. Or they were celebrating Jeff Hardy's career, and it had, like, you know, pictures up. And he goes, Jeff, now, I don't know if it's a good idea to really have you this close to a bottle of champagne. Stuff like that. And he was like, he goes, it's important that we show the hype video of your career because you probably weren't coherent for any of it.
You don't remember it.
And you're like, drunk. He'll go. Like, that's Samoa Joe.
That's the real deal.
He's visceral. He pointed over at AJ Styles' wife and said, Wendy, daddy's coming home tonight as he's stomping AJ. He walked over to AJ's kid and was like, don't worry.
I'm your daddy.
I'm your new daddy. Yeah.
Oh my God. You don't do that. I mean,
but
you
he
do.
Did, and that's why Samoa Joe is just so revered. Oh man,
and respected.
Yeah,
I guess if he can get away with that, they must love him in the locker room.
Oh, I mean, they have to.
They have to.
Pellegrino, by the way, as some people would say, oh, what are you drinking today? As some people do for their podcast, what are you sipping on tonight? Well, I'm sipping on a S Pellegrino. Is it Saint Pellegrino? It's a Pellegrino. Sparkling water and. I give it 2 lids out of 5.
Okay.
It looks like it tastes like the stuff that you use to clean the lids off the nozzles for your soda machines.
So like soda, like seltzer.
Seltzer water, yeah. That's all it is. Back to the match, however.
Let's do it.
Flapjack to Jeff Hardy here. Bubba has like this weird obsession with pulling Jeff Hardy's hair. He does it every time. Every time Jeff Hardy goes to leave the corner, he pulls his hair back. It's happened in like. Probably 10 matches I've watched, Bubba Ray always pulls someone's hair. He does it with Jeff Hardy and RVD all the time. Real hair pulling guy he is.
Says a lot about him.
They do the what up. Oh, kiki. Lita does the what's up to Bubba, headbutting him in the balls. Or taint area.
The gooch. Now, who did that first? Was it the Budweiser guy?
I think the Dudleys. I think the Dudleys were doing the move, but I don't think they're doing the what up until the Budweiser commercial.
Wow, that's okay. And they got away with it, huh? For all those years.
I don't think that there's any copyright claim to it. I mean, you can't claim what's up.
No.
No. Okay. I mean, Budweiser tries to sue in WWE. What's gonna happen?
They'll settle out of court for an undisclosed.
And who's gonna come out better out of that one?
WWE.
Yeah, because first of all, reason, like, that's a bad look for Budweiser.
Because they're
crying about it.
They're a wrestling company.
And Vince McMahon's undefeated.
He's the
steroid. He beat this. I mean, the steroid trial. The U.S. government came after him, and he still won. Benoit did what Benoit did, and they're still around.
Yeah.
If that would have happened, it happens in the NFL all the time. But if you're watching.
Not as bad as
if you're watching Everyone Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
And the dad, Peter Doyle.
Yeah.
Peter Boyle. Went home and killed his family. That show's done.
Fair.
That show's done. They wouldn't have killed the character off. They would have shut the show down.
You're right. Like when Roseanne tweeted about a woman looking like a monkey and she come to find out the woman was actually black or mixed.
They
killed her character right after, like without even, like she, the next episode, a very special Roseanne died.
Yeah. They renamed the show The Conners.
You're right.
It happens. And the WWE is almost impervious to those kind of things.
It's untouchable.
Untouchable.
Because it's not looked at as...
And I'll tell you what, in the NBA right now, if DeMar DeRozan, he plays for the Chicago Bulls, if he went home and he killed everyone in his family, the season would be at least suspended.
You think so?
Yeah. Say he...
Even with all those gamblers?
Say he suffered a concussion in a game.
Uh-huh.
And they said that he had a brain like Benoit, but it's from the sport of basketball.
CTE.
NBA would be shut down for a season while they do all these testing and they figure out what's going on with that. WWE's not like that.
No, they're not.
They're sports entertainment.
The NFL is technically sports entertainment. You could look this up. Our esteemed fan. It's considered an entertainment.
That's company. How they get by with stuff they get away with.
You're right. I guess so, man. Damn.
Crossbody by Jeff Hardy, and there's a tilt-a-whirl by Lita. Stacy comes in and interferes and hits Lita. I think there's like a cast on her foot. She kicks her in the head with the cast on her foot. And then Jazz hits the Fisherman Buster suplex for the win. I gave this 3 out of 5.
I gave it 4. I thought it was a hell of a... Look, the way these guys are athletes, man. And the way that they sacrifice their bodies for the entertainment of the fans. I mean, there's no other reason to do it, bro. They're out there sacrificing themselves for the entertainment of the fans. And like a lot of the aerobics and the high flying stuff that like you wouldn't expect out of the Dudleys, they got from the Hardys. This was a great match. Twists and turns, 4 bells.
Next here we have Stone Cold. He comes out with a chair. He's basically saying, hey, look, aim for the NWO, come out here. I got this chair. Kick your ass. So he's calling him out. Hogan says that Austin is in no position to make any type of threats. No. Previous to this, they took the cinder block and broke it over his ankle, which I've never seen a cinder block blow up like that, so you know it's a fake cinder block.
It's a work cinder block.
No position to make any threats. Hall comes out, and he is so drug-brained. He's so smooth-brained at this point.
Hey, wet-brained.
He's like, hey, yo, Mr. Oz, I'm
Hey, yo, brother.
That's how he sounds. He sounds like a dying Guido. I'm just thinking, is Guido a slang term?
It is a slur.
It's a slur?
Yes.
A Guido.
They took it back with the Jersey Shore, but you call an Italian kid a Guido, you better start moving your head. Get ready to fight.
That's, is all Italians know how to fight?
No, but like if you call the wrong Italian a Guido, Rocky Marciano is going to pop up.
You're right.
Paul Malignaggi is going to come out.
Guidos, that's an offensive term. I'll make sure I take note of that.
It's a slur.
Okay. What are they going to do, sue me? I hope they do. I hope you do.
All the Italians in the world.
So like sue I was Adrian. Saying, Adrian Scott Buffett. Hall sounds like a dying wop. And
he was so drug addled.
I'm black. Point. I can do anything I want except for offend the Mexicans and the Asians,
and the gays, and the trans.
I don't care. Austin shoots Nash with a net gun.
I didn't even take and notes on this
I'm
match.
I'm thinking it wasn't a match. He just comes out there and shoots him with a net gun. And I'm thinking, dear God, like, he's going to tear his meniscus again. Nash is going to tear his ACL.
Nash is 6'11", bro.
He takes a net gun. He goes, oh, no.
Yeah.
Which, I like Nash. Nash is a very interesting boy. So it's like, you gotta get deeper, but you know that shit's fake, right?
You know that shit's fake, right?
That's kind of how he talks. Yeah. He's like, this is all fake. That's how he talks in shoot interviews.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he was like, I got paid. I don't give a shit.
No, you don't ever say that it's fake. It's not fake because people get hurt doing this.
Kevin Nash does. He tore his ACL like 40 times. He walked across the ring and tore his knee.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he was in Magic Mike, too.
My knee is fake. speaking of racial slurs, it was the longest yard.
Oh, with Stone my God. Cold. Yeah. What was an acting scene so good you forgot it was acting?
Listen to Stone
Cold. Why do you want to read a 4-eyed book about it? Never mind.
Next, we have the Big Show versus William Regal. Bear Hug gets broken with some forearms, but a big boot puts down William Regal. Big Show presses Regal from the outside of the ring back into the ring. William Regal hits Big Show with the brass knuckles. He bounces off the ropes and falls onto Regal for the pin and the win. I give this match a sauntering 2.
I give it 4. This was entertaining as hell. And I hate Big Show. Not personally. I hate the wrestler. The character. Mm-hmm. Right? But like, it was like 2 weeks ago when I watched this. I don't really... But I remember being impressed by the match. It was one of the better ones that I've seen the Big Show in. Because he's trash.
Are you down? Are you sad? Feeling out? Have you been working too much and you just don't have the energy?
Or not working at all and being a bum?
And you still don't have the energy. Well, that's fine. Because us folks, the No Disqualification Podcast, have a simple solution. What's our simple solution, sir?
Raise energy.
R-A-Z-E energy. So go to raiseenergy.com and use the promo code NODQPOD for 15% off your first order.
Wait a minute, wait. If they go type in N-O-D-Q-P-O-D, they get how much off?
15% off their first order.
You're kidding.
No, I never kid.
What?
I'm serious.
That's insane.
As serious as Jerry Lawler's heart attack. I tell you what, N-O-D-Q-P-O-D for 15% off your first order.
Raise energy.
50% counts in more than one way.
Big Show looks like a friend of ours, Skylar Hopkins. A lot. Skylar's not as big, but he like half a retard face. Look, man, if we don't call mentally challenged people retards anymore, why can't I call someone a retard?
Oh, you are mentally challenged?
If I wouldn't call a mentally challenged kid a retard, but if I saw someone drop a tray of biscuits on the floor, I'd be like, you retard, you know? I don't.
Biscuit dropping retard action.
You know what I'm saying?
You're fair. Okay. You're justified in that statement.
I feel it. But I gave this match a 4 bells.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know why, but
I extremely disagree with you, but like, okay. It only got a 2 for me because of the finish. I thought the finish was funny, but like everything else kind of sucked.
Regal's good.
He's good, but Big Show sucks balls.
This was a good match. I don't remember why, but like I'll have to revisit it.
And real quick, here's the quick segment of our podcast. It's brand new. It's what is a podcast? Well, I'm gonna give you a little podcast recommendation. Laszlo, you're a fan of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, of course.
Love that show.
Well, the boys from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, they have their own podcast where they're rewatching the show and they're going episode by episode and just talking about.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. So
is it on YouTube?
No, it's on Spotify.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's called the It's Always Sunny podcast. And they're just shooting the breeze about each episode. I'm getting a lot of good insight. It's really funny. Charlie Day is hilarious.
So is Mac. So is Dennis.
So it's a great show. That is one of my podcast suggestions. And also my second podcast suggestion is True Crime Garage. You can find it on Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere.
Probably the Chiller app. Found.
And you, sir, any podcast recommendations you were listening to lately?
No.
Okay. Well, make sure you listen to No Disqualifications podcast as well.
Did you want me to plug ours? Listen to No DQ podcast, peasants.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
That's how I get it. That's how I get it done. You know what I mean?
Oh.
I'm always rocking a hoodie and a snapback. So, or a fitted. Let's go.
All right.
Goldust.
Maven and Goldust.
Maven. He is an on-air personality at Home Shopping Network now.
Yes. GVC.
That's too bad.
Maven's taken down right away. No offense from him. Maven gets one hit in, but gets dropped with the DDT. Maven pulls the fire extinguisher out and then rolls up Goldust for the win. I kind of liked it because Goldust is trying to pick up the fire extinguisher from the hose part of it, and Maven just kind of reaches over and pulls it and lets off his white and Maven's Goldust. It shoots him in the. Shoots his all over his.
We all know what the innuendo is. I mean,
yeah, it's a money shot. That's the innuendo. But like, I was trying to be more nuanced about it. But if I guess I'm gonna be straight up about it, Maven shot a load and Goldust faced, and Goldust presumably liked it. If I were to think about who he is, he probably enjoyed it. Yeah, of course. Goldust. Maybe not Dustin Rhodes. Maybe I don't know. Maybe Dustin Rhodes likes loads shot in his face. The point is, he got a roll up after shooting his load in his face. I gave it 1.
I gave this 2. I was a little more positive about it than you were.
Then the Undertaker comes out, or as we like to call him, the Underwhelmer. He comes out here and he stomps out Maven, and then Al Snow shows up, and Al Snow has an impromptu match with the Undertaker.
The Underwhelmer.
Snow with a flurry early on. They fight outside, and then Undertaker chokeslams him to the ground. Which I was like, okay.
Good.
We're just doing this now? Flair comes out, and then he beats Undertaker with a pipe.
Well, is this before or after Undertaker?
I think it was a count out. This is before.
Oh, okay.
And then Al Snow is kind of just laying over there dead outside the ring. Meanwhile, yeah. Taker's beaten over and over again with a pipe by Ric Flair. And he says, huh, I can't do Ric Flair anymore. But he says, I'll give you your answer. Your answer's no.
Woo!
Woo! which, you know, I'm surprised that Ric Flair knows, but no means. Next up, we have the APA versus Billy and Cuck. Billy and Bradshaw fight outside, and they kind of switch out, where Farouk and Cuck fight outside while Billy and Bradshaw are in the ring. There's an assisted neckbreaker by the APA, and while all this is going on, a famouser to Farouk in a quick match. I'm pretty sure it was like 3 minutes. I gave it 2.
I gave it a bell per minute. I gave it 3.
Oh.
That was a good match. It was entertaining. I mean, I enjoyed it.
Was it exceptional?
No, but it was average.
Oh, we'll talk about average coming up. We have Booker T versus Sky Too Hotty. This is Booker T. Of course, he was... I'm really curious. You know, I'm curious, but I'm going to go through the match. I'm ready to hear your thoughts. Spinebuster plus a suplex by Booker T. They really, really, like, remove Sky Too Hotty as a even type of any form of a factor in this match.
Yeah.
As, you know, he is literally, I guess the best term, as Lil Dicky would say, a complete non-factor.
And Sky Too Hotty is the one who does the worm?
Yeah. Sky Too Hotty may be the Lil Dicky of
WWE.
At least in 2002.
Yeah.
he is definitely the independent variable. He is the epitome of a leftward sloping penis. Failed worm leads to a scissor kick. That's the match. He goes for the worm. He doesn't get it. He gets hit with a scissor kick. I gave it a 1.
That really?
Yeah.
I gave it a 3. This was hilarious, dude. I like Booker T. I'm a Booker T fan. Can you count, sucker?
I dig it.
Oh, beg your pardon. I can dig it. I can dig it.
Booker T fan.
Scotty Too Hotty. I don't like his.
Tell me you didn't look like him back then.
I did not look like him.
Minus the hair, you didn't.
I was already shaving
pants.
My head. Yeah, of course we all did.
Visors?
No, I. Wait till you don't drink. I did rock the goggles though.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
What the fuck? I'm 42. What do you expect? I mean, like back then. 2022, my older cats, older heads were like, why are you wearing your pants so big? What is that? What's going on there?
You know what's crazy? I think it's crazy as far as, you know, this is, of course, you said you're 42. Mm-hmm. Back in 2002, you're like, man, back then in 2002, which, okay. To you, yeah, like that's 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I was only 4 years old. But still... Okay. Again, it's the beginning of my life, but still, I look back at 2002, I'm like, yeah, that was a while ago. I mean, obviously, it's the same amount of time, but I think it's interesting how both of us are like, yeah, that was a while back in our lives. It's just the weird, you remember it differently, obviously.
Well, yeah.
But I'm older. Still like, yeah, well, like, dang. And, you know, like, I look back at when I was in high school, that was almost 8 years ago. When I was, you know, I was 16, like, almost 8 years ago. And I look back at that, and I'm like, wow, a lot's happened in 8 years.
I was definitely a different person in 2002, for sure. I was a different person 8 years ago.
I think it speaks to wrestling as well, how you can look how the landscape changes. Really over a year, but 8 years ago in pro wrestling, that was 2016.
What about 2016?
No, that's not 2016. That's 2014. It was 8 years ago. John Cena was a full-time wrestler 8 years ago. It just puts into perspective, like, Kevin Owens hadn't even debuted in WWE yet, I don't think.
He's a killer.
Seth Rollins wasn't who Seth Rollins is, you know, 8 years ago. And I was 16. A lot's happened since then. Graduated high school. I went to college. I dropped out of college. I went back to college. I got married. I got divorced.
Right.
I mean, I've done everything except for have kids. And that hasn't happened yet.
That he knows of.
Oh, no kids.
That you know of.
And I've gotten multiple car accidents. And I've gone through 4 cars since then. it blows my mind the things that happen in an amount of time like that, such as wrestling. You go from 2002, where we are at then, where there's a 2-minute Sky Too Hottie and Booker T match, and then you come to right now, where we have Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar at the Royal Rumble. These are just, it's crazy. It's crazy how things evolve.
And both Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar are the real deal.
Yes.
Like, I'm not saying that these guys weren't, but man.
And who knows? There might be a review. Of course, Laz will be working that Saturday night, but we might be together sometime next week and do a review of the Royal Rumble 2021, 22. We're in 22 now. All right, but let's get to the main event. Triple H and Kane versus Kurt Angle and Chris Jericho. Back body drop to Kurt Angle from the beginning. It's so high, literally the camera shakes. And they point that out on commentary.
Of course they do. That shook the camera.
Jim Ross. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, camera Ross. I'm like, what? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jericho and Triple H fight in the ring. And now it's Chris Jericho and Kane in the ring. Kind of move around here with different players in here. Kurt Angle works over Kane's ankle. And Triple H comes back. He gains control. He does the normal... he's hitting his spine buster, he's powering up, he's hitting the knees, smashing the face and all that. He's doing the big shebang, shaboozle, and shabazz. McClam. And then a chair shot. What?
Nothing.
Is that anti-Semitic?
No. McClam? No, sir.
Just embracing Jewish culture.
Appropriating.
I'll do whatever I want. I'll appropriate any culture I want. Name a culture, I'll take it as mine.
Native American.
Hey, did it. Can't tell me I'm not Native American. You don't know Polish. Me. Hey, colonizer. Polish? Zabrowski.
Like, did you call me colonizer?
Yeah. Oh, Polish, dude? Watch this. We surrender. There. Boom. Any other ones?
Black.
Black? Hey, yo, what's up, dog?
That's how I talk.
I love Malibu's Most Wanted.
Me, that's what
Not ironically, either.
I've said that. Exactly.
I listen to NWA and I say all the N-words.
That I haven't said.
Yeah, that's right. My name's Adrian. I'm black and I can say nigga. Checkmate, America. Look, checkmate.
It just sounds so cool sometimes. Like, but I can't say it as a white guy. Like when you're about to fight.
I know.
Oh, you're real.
It's tempting.
Like, do it. Say it to me. Oh, you're a real.
Okay, all right.
Oh, you.
Okay, you're a real nigga.
No, but like.
Oh, you a real nigga?
Oh,
you a real? Oh, you real? And you clap with it, and you raise your voice a little bit. See, the trick is, and I'm teaching. This is a master class on being, black. You know, I'm half, but I can still teach the master class. So what we do. You're quiet when you start off.
Oh, you a real?
Oh, you a real nigga? And then when they say something. Oh, you a real nigga. And you get your eyes wider.
Yeah, huh?
And you tilt your head to the side a little bit. And you go, oh, you a real nigga, huh?
I'm like, no.
Huh?
No.
And before they answer, you go, huh? And you'll see it in, what's the movie? Where he's teaching him how to, it's Scary Movie 2.
Oh.
Where he goes, man, that jacket's tight. Yeah, means.
Run it, son.
Yeah. So, it's grandstanding. It's almost like when you see a bear, you're supposed to make yourself bigger.
It's exactly like that.
When you fight somebody, you make yourself nigga. And that's what I do. I've been in enough fights where I just talk really crazy and they're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I got in a fight one time in my neighborhood and I was like, you want me to kill you? Huh? And he went, no. No. He just wanted this. So, maybe... If Triple H would have done these tactics, maybe not say the N-word. I'm sure he already has. But he wouldn't have taken a chair shot to the head. Kurt Angle wouldn't have taken a chair shot to the head. I reversed that. Maybe if Kurt Angle would have buffed up a little bit and not taken a chair shot to the head in the pedigree, he would have won this match. But that's how the match ended. I give it 3.
I give this 4. This was a good match. This was an entertaining match.
Okay.
Triple H is a superstar. Bro, I don't know if I've talked badly about him before. How many hour-long matches does that man have?
Too many.
And some of them sucked. Some of them were he broke his trachea. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
And he still went off like 11 minutes after.
Yeah.
Dude's a star, bro. I saw there was an MMA fighter who blocked a kick with his shoulder and it broke his trachea. And he like immediately fell back and sat against the cage and the ref like saw it and stopped it.
And not to mention that match that you're talking about is a 2002 Survivor Series Elimination Chamber match, which we're going to rewatch for the podcast.
Awesome.
But the interesting thing about it is the pods are supposed to open in order planned the match, and they opened where Kane came out second. I don't think he was supposed to come out to last or something like that. So not just is he injured and people are being let out of order, they have to completely rework the entire match right there on the spot. And it's wrestling is unlike anything else. And it's that's
any other sports entertainment.
That's the beauty of it.
You never know.
Ready to get these awards?
Let's do it, bro.
Match tonight. I'm going to go with the opening match.
The Hardys versus Dudleys, for sure. That was the match of the night.
We're in agreement, sir. Worst match of the night.
Goldust and Maven.
I'm going to go with Scotty 2 Hottie and Booker T.
Goldust versus Maven was worse, I think. But Scotty 2 Hottie versus Booker T
was
pretty bad, too.
He spread his little face. Match of the move of the night, sir.
Oh, man. It was a freaking week ago, man. If you asked me, it probably would have been something the Hardys did, even though they lost.
Okay. I'm going to go with Maven shooting his load on Goldust's face. I think that was a great, great spot. Because Goldust was like, whoa, dude, not my eyes. And Maven was like, ha, 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 ha. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He has a future. Botch of the night.
Goldust versus Maven with the fire extinguisher.
Oh, is that what it happened?
It was the botch of the night.
I think I was watching something else from you. my botch of the night is Maven not saying, Goldust not saying thank you afterwards. I'm just kidding. I'm just we're jokes. They're just layers and layers of the same joke. You just beat the horse until it's dead, and then afterwards you cook it.
You kill two dead horses with the same stone.
Yeah, that's what America's all about. Okay. No, man, I'm just gonna say the botch of the night was just the gun, net gun, when he shoots
Kevin Nash. That was pretty stupid.
Literally, he points a gun at Kevin Nash before he shoots it. Pop. And Kevin Nash goes, "He has a gun!" And he shoots it into net, and it sounds like a gunshot goes off.
Of course it does.
In a post 9/11 world.
Yeah.
Pulling a gun out on live television, that would be like having a brown Italian man portray a terrorist on television.
Does that happen?
It happens in 2005.
Who's the brown Italian?
His name's like David Gwert Tassione or something like that. And he's Muhammad Hassan.
On WWE?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, we got a lot. And then they staged the week of the 7/7 bombings. There's some bombings in England.
The underground bombings.
Yeah. And the same, like the 2 days after SmackDown aired, and a bunch of guys in ski masks came in and beat the crap out of The Undertaker and like sacrificed him to Allah.
Oh. Yeah. You can't do that.
He pulled out a garrote. And, like, he's, like, it looks like he's going to behead him.
Yo, you can't do
that. And Undertaker's eyes are, like, bugging out. And this is, like, right after the decapitation video of Nick Berg was released.
Oh, my God.
Which I saw when I was 8.
You shouldn't have been watching that when you were 8, obviously.
I was on Newgrounds. There's a lot of stuff on Newgrounds.
Is that, like, Live Leak or?
Yeah, Newgrounds is a gaming site, but they put a lot of videos on there, too, and I saw it.
Like, Reddit. You want to go on Reddit?
Yeah, I saw some people's head chopped off. I saw a lot of weird stuff on Reddit.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I'll tell you about one of the videos I saw on Reddit after this goes off.
Okay.
Yeah. where are we at? Star of the night.
The Dudleys, bro. The Dudleys.
I'm going to go with the Hardys, my boy.
Okay.
Who is your Ryback of the night?
Scotty 2 Hottie. I hate that. I hate that whole gimmick.
Man, I think tonight I'm going to go with Billy and Cuck.
Billy and Chuck. But
as a unit.
You know,
because that's what they are. They're a unit. As the guy from Friday the 13th, Final Friday would say, it's like someone taking a donut and sliding a hot dog through. what is this? Oh, he says,
I picture Jason Voorhees as a little girl in a dress putting a hot dog through a donut. I'm like, yo, that's what are you?
Right.
I was like, what are you talking about? Oh man, he's on the sex offender registry. So,
for sure.
What's your final rating for this episode?
Three bells.
Three.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it a two. And me and Tay always ask each other this, and I've lacked in asking it. But would you pay front row for this show? $500
No.
Because me and Tay are under the impression if the show is good enough, you'd be willing to drop $500 for it.
Well, yeah. I mean,
and thus far there have been very few of those.
Yeah.
So we got a. You said so. You got a three.
I gave it three.
It's a two for me, sir. And this has been the No Disqualifications podcast. Now we have some faithful listeners out there. I would love to shout you all out. I need y'all to reach out to me, but we have a faithful fan base. I'm not going to tell you how many people it is. It's probably a lot more than you guys would probably expect. But probably a lot less than we do, but it's okay. If you are a faithful listener of the podcast, please share this podcast and grow the podcast. And if you send me a screenshot, whether it's on Twitter or the Instagram, the No Disqualifications podcast, or message the group on Facebook, show me a screenshot of you sharing it, and we're going to enter you in a giveaway. And I'm personally going to go out. I'm going to ask who your favorite wrestler is. I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy you a t-shirt of your favorite wrestler and mail it to you. So, by that, all you have to do is share the podcast, screenshot it, show me proof that you shared it, and by sharing it, you're entering yourself into the drawing to see if you will win the free t-shirt. Now, what we're going to do is you have the option of getting a free t-shirt, a free wrestling t-shirt of your choice, or you can get a No Disqualifications podcast t-shirt. Every day you share it is another entry. So you increase your odds of doing it. Of course, no money there. But if you share every single day of the podcast, a different episode, whatever, you can share multiple episodes in one day. Every time you share an episode, it's one entry. So make sure you do that. Send me that on No Disqualification Podcast. You can find that on Twitter. You can find this on Instagram.
Facebook,
TikTok. Send me a screenshot, and we'll enter you in there. This will be done by WrestleMania. So you have until late March, early April, you have to get as many entries as you possibly can. So once again, Facts. This has been the No Disqualifications Podcast. I'm Adrian.
I'm Laszlo.
Be well.
Be good.
Don't litter. And don't feed them after midnight.
What?